MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week. We want to thank you for joining us here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media.
Yes! You know what I'm doing right now? I'm making love to myself because I feel sexy. I put some lip gloss on, y'all, and I can't take my eyes off my lips.
That's right. And because we can't afford to hire lovers. The point is... We want to thank you for your support. You can always submit idiot stories to us at idiotoftheweek, that's three idiots, at gmail.com and frangela08 at gmail.com. Please do, and write to us anytime.
Please. And you know what? We love your idiots. And if you haven't heard your idiot on this show, I guarantee you it's over at Micro Idiot.
But how do I get to the Micro Idiots, Frances?
Well, you know, you can support us by going on to Patreon. And do you know that if you become a Frangela Patreon member right now, you have over 500 micro idiots?
What?
I'm telling you.
Are you kidding me? 500 micro idiots is your thank you gift, your gratitude for my mere support of your wonderful, wonderful Black women owned business?
Yes.
Did you also know that on Patreon, all of these, the micro idiots go up individually, and people, you can comment. You can comment with us and be in conversation with us about it because it's fun.
Yes.
That is our way of saying thank you for supporting us and supporting this podcast, because that is how it's done. Everything we do with this costs money. So it's really the thing that's keeping us afloat. And we can't thank you enough. And we know not everybody's able to do that. And we understand that. And if you aren't able to contribute in that way, then one of the great things that we'd love for you to do is to just get the word out about this podcast. And
if every
person could get one friend to subscribe, we would be at a place where they could not deny us the best of ads.
Yes. And you know what you could do for us today is post on social media and tell your friends, say, hey, take a listen to this podcast. See, that's how we get advertising.
Yeah. Or when they go to the bathroom, take their phone and subscribe, make them give us a perfect rating and make sure it's downloading.
Yeah.
Either way. I don't need it to be sincere. I'm not that kind of bitch.
You can also get a cameo from us, video in your pocket, wishing you a happy birthday, happy anniversary, giving you a pep talk. Yes, right.
Whatever you need. Go to cameo.com, put in Frangela, and get your video. Give it a gift.
And you know what? Guess what? October 21st at the Saban Theater, catch Sexy Liberals live, all the way live here in Los Angeles. Get on a plane, get on a train, just get your butt there.
That's right. But we cannot slow down the stupid train because they get run over either way.
That's right. And join us every Friday for the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for the blackest hour of radio.
It's very Black. It's extremely Black. Stephanie brings all the Blackness.
Yes, she does.
We're like the garnish. We're like the blarnish. This first idiot was sent to us by a number of people. And let me read this incredible list of fighters against the dumb. Megan C, Brian P, Vincent B, Ryanon, Jeff M, Jeff Y, Pam A, Louis P, Louis C, Trev Spohn of the Stephanie Miller Show, the Mooks, and Ty G and Jody Hamilton from The Bunker. Thank you all for sending this amazing, stupid story.
Thank you.
Colorado driver tried to avoid DUI by switching seats with his dog.
Say what? Say it again.
Colorado driver tried to avoid DUI by switching seats with his dog. A speeding driver who was pulled over in Colorado tried to switch seats with his dog in the passenger seat to evade arrest, according to the police. The man was initially stopped for speeding. Okay. He was, I guess, clearly intoxicated.
The dog Allegedly.
Okay, he was allegedly intoxicated. This is why he's being pulled over for speeding and weird driving. Mm-hmm. So the police said, the Springfield Police Department wrote in a Facebook post, quote, the driver attempted to switch places with his dog as the officer approached and watched the entire process. The man also claimed he was, quote, not driving the vehicle and attempted to run away from the officer when he was asked about his alcohol consumption. He didn't make it very far. They arrested him within 20 yards of the car and charged him with driving under the influence, resisting arrest, and speeding. As for his dog, whom police did not name, the animal was given to the driver's acquaintance to take care of while his owner serves his time in jail. The police went on to say the dog does not face any charges and was let go with just a warning. Stay in your lane, cops.
Okay, okay, okay. I didn't hear any charges for putting a blatant lie on somebody's name, okay? Because what, and that's why they didn't tell you the dog's name, okay? Because of the blatant motherfucking disrespect he put on that dog.
This is defamation.
That is defamation.
It's entrapment, defamation. It's wrongful. You know, dog harassment. This is the thing. This is the thing about the dog. Why am I not? Thank you, friends. Why aren't we seeing a kidnapping charge? Okay, because you know that dog was telling him not to drive. You know the dog was like, you are too drunk to drive. Don't drive. You're too drunk. You know that dog was trapped.
Yep. Yep. And got lied on.
Let's talk for a minute about, you know, Francis and the mindful thief.
Yes, ma'am.
One of the things you talk about, I like the chapter that is signs it's too late to cover up your crime. And number one is actually, are the police looking at you right then?
I mean, you know what I remember?
This is the whole point. You don't get the quick card. People need to carry it with them because pull up that quick sheet because it says, number one, are the police looking at you right now?
Then don't run.
Don't run. And you can't switch sheets with the dog in front of them. That the commotion doesn't confuse them. No. They know what you're doing.
The switcheroo can't catch you.
Switcheroo cannot happen. Okay, for example, Francis, if you've ever gone to like the Venice Beach or an area like that, you know, right, the pier where they have carnival attractions and you have the person who does a little, oh, there's a pebble under this shell or something under this
right,
little
right. Dish.
And they move them around. Now, the game would be a lot easier if they turned the dish over and you could see with the ball, right?
Right.
Then you go, if you could see the ball, you go, oh, it's right there.
Right, because there's no
game. And that would also not be entertaining. There's no
right.
game.
There's no game.
If they can see the switcheroo, it's not a switcheroo. It's what we call a tap out, which is very different and not useful in criminal situations. You can't tap out and outsource your criminality in front of the police.
Okay. Also, there used to be a show on I think they did it on Sesame Street or it was Electric Company. Which one of these things is not like the other?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I think it was Sesame Street. Yeah.
I think it's Sesame Street. See, one of these dogs aren't humans. See? And I think you had a human in the car. Okay.
So you're saying style-wise, it might have been a better choice.
Put another human. Right?
And say, use the same species?
Use the same species, because one of these things is not like the other. Okay.
And I feel like this is a point that the underpinning of your point, like the sort of offshoot of it is, especially a species that has the ability to do the thing.
That's right. Exactly.
Had this been a chimpanzee, we'd be closer.
Closer. We want to go for believability. I write about that in chapter 70,000. Okay.
Like, dogs don't have thumbs.
Dogs don't have
Their
thumbs.
Legs are generally not long enough to reach pedals. Nor do they generally sit like that.
Let me tell you, honestly, you're going to get blowback when you put the dog in the driver's seat.
That's right. Even if the cops hadn't seen it, we'd have critique of it.
Right. I have been stopped. Okay?
Many, many times.
Several times in my whole adult fucking life. And questioned. about my ability to be able to drive, okay? Just because of my size. And I am human, okay?
Frances has been pulled over three times. Yes. Two or three times because the police thought a child was driving.
Yes.
Plus, I personally had to bribe her onto a Ferris wheel.
That has happened.
Because she wasn't tall enough on her birthday. She turned like 30 or something, and they would not let her on the Ferris wheel because she was not tall enough. And I had to bribe the child who was letting people on.
He was 16.
To let her old ass on because she's of a size that some mistake for a child.
Access. That's tallism.
Mm-hmm. It is sizes. It is tallism. And I have to say that if this man had switched seats with you, but you would never have been in a car with somebody this stupid. But no. Let's just say you had been by accident somehow, was an Uber or something. If they'd switched seats with you, that still bad idea. Again, I must refer you to, is it too late to try to cover up my crime?
Well, you know
but
what?
Intraspecies is the way to go.
Interspecies, yes.
It is the way to go.
I'm with you. You know what, Angela, for me, this story just reeks of, and I think that's why we have a podcast. It reeks of people not willing to, you know, sometimes you just got to take your comeuppance, okay? All right.
Okay.
And you gotta question. You gotta question your life and choices.
Okay.
When you are trying to put off on a dog.
Okay. Let's deal with the morality of it. It's wrong.
It's
okay.
Wrong.
It's wrong to frame an innocent dog. Okay. That shit's wrong. That dog gets happy when you come home.
Totally.
That dog has been a good friend to you, number one. Number two, you shouldn't have been driving. Why isn't there a reckless endangerment of a dog charge here?
Thank you.
You were driving drunk and the dog's life was in danger. But I have to say, there's a part of me that does want to tip my hat to this stupid. Because it takes a special, special kind of bravado and stupid to do it. And then when the police approach the car to say, but wait a minute, I wasn't driving. Like the fact that he literally, after they chase him, but not even chase, he probably like tripped out the car, right? Then they pick him up and are like, you're under arrest. And he goes, you see he was in the driver's seat, right?
Chuckles is the fucking problem.
Chuckles, I told Chuckles he was too drunk to drive. Okay.
First, I said, Chuckles, number one, motherfucker, you ain't got no thumbs, okay?
Right.
And Chuckles
right.
said,
That's
fuck you. Chuckles
You've been
said,
drinking
fuck
all
you.
Day. You've been drinking all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, barely no kibble.
Okay.
And you lost your ball. And you're still on punishment from losing your ball. So right. But the fact that at that moment, that stupid had the, I don't know, the chutzpah is what I want to say.
No.
Those cops in the eye.
It's brilliant.
And say, wait a minute. I wasn't driving.
It was the dog.
And there's a part, this is another reason why we're not cops. But I think that if it had been us, we would have sat back and been like, okay, here's what's going to happen. We're going to take your license. And we want to give you some dap for sticking with it. For really, because I think when you stick, there is something about sticking to your stupid in the face of it being just really egregiously wrong. Like,
I love it.
How would it have been better had he said a ghost was driving?
Yes.
Like if he had just jumped into the backseat and been like, whoa.
I would have been like, you know what? This is what you could sell me on. You'd be like, Jesus had the wheel. Yes, he did,
you know what?
Lord. Well, and Jesus
that
had
would probably
it.
Work. Jesus, I don't know about you officers, but I don't question when Jesus says, I'm going to take the wheel.
Okay.
Maybe you do. Maybe you ain't got no respect. Maybe you don't care.
Because what I saw tonight was a motherfucking miracle. Okay? Okay?
Hold my beer. What I saw tonight was a motherfucking miracle. I just, so But I will also say this is the kind of idiot story that reminds me of how much work we have to do. Just how much work we have to do.
Oh, you know what? You know what? This is what I took comfort in this. I was like, we could be doing this podcast into our 90s.
Oh, be clear. On your deathbed, you could be like, they ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Next they ain't up. Going nowhere. This is from Dom Noggin. Thank you very much. At Dom Noggin.
Yeah, this, I think we got this on Twitter.
Gotcha. American fails to sneak 8-inch scissors into prison up his quote-unquote anal cavity. That's not a cavity. That's a pouch. Okay?
We call
that's
it the vestibule.
A pouch.
Can we use the correct biological terms? It's a vestibule.
It's a vestibule. That's you can vestibule. Park. You can park cars and shit in there. Shit.
Okay. LaPorte County Sheriff's Office. Do you know what state where this is?
I can't tell.
I never saw it in here, but sometimes I miss these things. Yeah. I don't know exactly where this is.
Indiana.
Which, because I thought it was weird that they used the term American.
Yeah, I did too.
But apparently, maybe they've had more visitors to this nation with scissors up their butt. I don't know. I find that hard to believe because I have to believe that America and China. China's a world leader in this area too.
Yes.
Apparently, the man was getting arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a procedure.
There is a procedure. Usually they make you, you know, squat and drop.
Yeah, they empty your pockets. You got to take off your clothes and get a body search.
Yeah, cavity search.
And this person would not consent to the search. So they were doing, they also, in this particular facility, but I think in where they have it, they'll do an x-ray, a scan. Mm-hmm. But it's not, you know, a scan, body scan, and was refusing to do that. Which I would like to give points for understanding that these things were going to be problematic for him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so he tried to avoid them.
Right.
But since it's just how the process works, he wasn't able to avoid them.
Right. So he refused. Okay, so he finally agreed to the scan.
Because it was going to happen in agreement fashion or not agreement fashion.
Right. And the lieutenant identified what appeared to be a foreign object inside the anal cavity of the individual, specifically that of a metal object. Now, this is my point. When we're here,
mm-hmm.
the scan, you didn't get past the scan.
Mm-hmm.
The scissors are in your ass. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know it.
And I know it.
Because we've been over this. You cannot claim to not know what's in your vestibule. You can't do it.
You know. I know the scissors in my ass. This is the point. This is my point. Like, the further running in the mindful thief. What are you running from? Who are you running from? The game is over.
You're running in place.
You're running in place. Let me bring your awareness here to the now.
This moment.
Okay? Because I understand.
Mindfulness.
I understand that you had a magical dream. Okay? That was magical thinking. That you were going to go up into prison with these 8-inch scissors. And you had a dream and a purpose for them.
Okay.
But what I'm telling you right now, that dream has been arrested. Because you have been arrested.
Okay. I want to say, number one, you knew you were being arrested. So you decide that you want to bring something in with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this person was apparently familiar with these procedures. That wasn't their first arrest.
No. That just ain't the first thing in the vestibule.
When you choose scissors, I have a lot of problems around the choice. My first problem around scissors is that they're fucking scissors.
You know what? Touche, Angela. Touche.
That their essence is to cut. And it's not like these scissors were sheathed in anything.
No. It's that they were sheathed in his ass.
Why does nobody do that, Francis? We never have a story of somebody putting sheathed or duct taped scissors. It's never in a way that they won't bust through your body.
I know. So for me, you at the place. This is what I like to call the tipping point. You're at the tip of the spear, if you will, right?
Yeah, the tip of the
spear. I know, you know, everybody know. I got some metal in my ass. Hand it over.
No, we're going to do is keep denying it. Keep
denying it. They keep denying. The arrestee refused to cooperate with an additional search by jail deputies before a second body scan revealed the foreign object had moved, literally moved, y'all. And it could be positively identified as scissors. So now we have had to go in your butt and take yet another picture on the inside of you and figure you out. Yeah, dude, like, if you are in a place where you got scissors shifting in your ass, it's time to just keep it up.
It's all, it may, in fact, I think we call this time for medical care. it's a really, I really found this kind of annoying though. So the police, as they put this up, as they've started to do on their site, Captain Derek J. Allen, this was his comment. This is a quote. The body scanner is an incredible state of the art tool used to ensure the safety and security of all within LaPorte County Jail. Lieutenant Holt is commended for relying upon his training and experience and successfully preventing a dangerous edged object from making its way fully into the jail. I think that we may be throwing around compliments a little too freely here.
And also, and if you're going to give a compliment, it is to the machine.
Yeah. But I need to also say this, Francis, they make plastic scissors.
Yeah, they do.
You could also create some sort of a shiv, or maybe just put some plastic up there that you could later work on and create a shiv.
Mm. Well, see, Angela, that's what we call being what?
Mindful.
Yeah.
Knowing what your goal. See, this is a really important. Know your goal. Your goal. Now, what really I would like to know, and if we ever get this to be a TV show and we have the resources, I would want to interview this man and I would want to say, why scissors? Because I have a feeling it's easy. We all think, oh, it's, you know, to hurt people. Maybe this person is just an avid scrapbooker.
Or loves kirigami.
That's what I'm saying.
I like the art of kirigami.
And they needed scissors.
We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back. This next idiot is from Mary Ann and Kelly T.
Oh, those are thank yous.
Oh, okay.
And we're thanking Mary Ann and Kelly T because they were people who sent. We had one last time that a bunch of people sent it and they had sent it in afterwards. So we went to say thank you to them for that also.
Got you.
This is from Ty G.
And Lisa C.
From Patreon.
Yes. Okay. This is sad. We debated this one. Father killed, two teenage sons injured after a grenade exploded in an Indiana home. A father was killed and his two teenage sons were injured after a hand grenade exploded inside of their northwestern Indiana home. The family members were going through the grandfather's belongings one Saturday evening when they found the device. Someone reportedly pulled the pin on the device and it detonated. Okay.
Number one. We both felt this was very sad. Dad died.
Very sad.
Two kids, a 14 and 18 year old, had to go to the hospital. They had shrapnel.
Yep.
And I think we both at that moment thought it might be too sad. Much. And it too may much. Not be. But then this little voice in my head said, Angela, this is generational stupidity. Because it's rare that you're able to, from a scientific place, call an entire DNA line problematic.
Yeah, from grandpa down.
Because grandpa shouldn't have had the damn live grenade, nor should they have been looking through his shit and found it and then pulled the pin.
Yes.
So what we have here is three generations of absolute stupid.
And let me tell you something. When that voice was speaking inside of Angela's head, it came out and spoke to me and convinced me.
Yep.
She was absolutely right.
We had to address this from a generational and just scientific perspective.
It's too many levels. This is what I was telling her. The dumb goes deep in this family, mm-hmm. like rock sediment. Like you can mm-hmm. find it back to the Paleozoic era.
That's what I'm saying. The stupidazine era.
Totally.
And it's sort of like, I wonder if we need like you know, the daughters of the American Revolution or people who came over on the Mayflower, descendants of the Mayflower, you know, maybe it's time for us to identify and make where Scarlett S is the stupid, like who are generationally, this is old stupid.
Yeah.
I believe we may be able to, through this genetic line, find the start of stupid.
You know what? Patient zero.
That's what I'm saying. This is contagion right here. This is the whole outbreak. All those movies right here.
Right here. Right here. Next up, this is from Ty G. Dead Armadillo on Florida Airway.
Armadillo.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
Amarillo, which I believe is a city.
It's a dead Armadillo.
Okay, let me tell you something. That is a real, that would be fucked up. That would be a really bad day for all of them. Isn't that a city, Amarillo?
I'm sorry, y'all. Here we go. Dead armadillo on Florida airport runway delays dozens of flights. Okay.
Orlando. Okay. This is another one that had to go before the board before we could put it in.
We did. We had a discussion about it. Okay.
First of all,
it's a dead animal.
Southwest Airlines. Crew spotted the animal around 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
They at first thought it was a bird strike, which, okay, if it's laying down on the ground, do we call that a bird strike or a bird nap? But apparently they confirmed, the Federal Aviation Administration, that an armadillo was stuck on the tarmac. It had died. And following protocol, this meant the temporary closure of the runway. Apparently, and this is why this got in. This delayed that runway by 20 minutes. But what that ultimately meant was that 43 departing flights were delayed for up to an hour.
Because they had to call the Airfield Ops Wildlife Division, had to be called in to clean up the scene, according to the Greater Orlando Aviation Authority. Okay, I respect and love animals.
Absolutely.
But the fact is that we don't have a shovel.
I'm trying. Thank you. No.
And I mean being something gentle, pick them up and put them, move them. Just move
Do
them to
we
the side.
Really need wildlife experts at this stage in this wildlife's life?
Right.
That is the question we're asking. Is this not where bureaucracy and procedure has gone too far? Because this to me sounds like a, Ray, you busy? Could you go out on runway 7 and get that dead Amarillo? Is Amarillo dead on the... Thank you.
I can get if it's an animal like that you might be afraid that might have rabies, okay? I'm not saying go out there with your bare hands. And I'm not saying don't put on a mask. And I'm not saying don't cover it up. All I'm saying, you know, unless there is more shit going down on the tarmac with these animals that I understand are spores being released and shit and into society where we again have to worry about contagion. If not, what the fuck?
Well, this makes me wonder in a very X-Files ways, are the Amarillos attacking us and the government is keeping it a secret?
Amarillo
is that what's going
dead.
On? Are the Amarillos are killing? Are they coming after us?
No, the Amarillos is coming.
And they try to keep it a secret. They try to lock it. They try to black box this shit so we don't know about it. So we don't know that these things is dangerous.
All I can think of is Amarillos smoking cigarellos.
And that's, there's something fun about that. I don't know.
I don't know.
This is what I really, but I also, what I want, the thing that also got me, my next thought was, immediately, I knew this wasn't a spirit. We knew this wasn't a spirit in this fight. We knew that.
Because spirit will run that shit over.
In fact, I think they do offer weapons to passengers, and you can roll down your window and shoot shit if it's on the runway. I think that is in the spirit first class. You can I mean, it's the wild, wild west of airline. Like, they have no kind of real rules or procedures. So I just was like, can we just get a shovel and a bucket? Like, I don't know what. I'm just saying. And maybe we're wrong. Maybe they are. Maybe there's, it takes more than gloves. And if that's true, let us know. Write to us and let us know. You know, if they're like, no, what you don't understand about a dead Amarillo is they're more dangerous dead than when they're alive.
Right. You know, that could be that. It could be that. I just don't know. And maybe I'm stupid.
Uninformed, let's maybe, or not fully informed, but you can never be stupid.
That's true. What's the first one you got there?
The first one was the Colorado driver who tried to pin his DUI on his dog.
Yeah, I don't know if we even need to read any more of that. we all know that that's the stupidest thing that happened. I don't need to review. No. I really don't. That's the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, no, I don't even need to think about the other ones. Because you know what, Francis? There was a time in this country.
Angela, there was a time.
There was a time in this country when you were in going to prison, you were going to jail, you were being arrested. Your goal was to get out of there as soon as possible. And part of that goal meant not committing crimes while getting in. Because right. More crimes equals more charges equals more time.
You know, okay. Angela, there was a time in this country. There was a time in this country where we didn't insult people by sitting there and telling them what they're seeing isn't what they're seeing, okay?
Right. Don't believe your lying eyes.
Don't believe your lying eyes, because what you don't want to believe, what you want to believe is that this dog was driving this car.
My friend, there was a time in this country we respected the canine community, where we loved the canine community, where we would never, ever, ever besmirch the good name and driving records of every dog. I have never met a dog without a perfect driving record. I never have.
I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week.